The pros and cons of the one-child policy. Dear editor, I recently learned about the one-child policy, which was implemented in 1979 on the mainland. More than 30 years after its implementation, people start evaluating the value of this policy. Of course, there are always both sides of to an issue. First of all, we can see that this policy has successfully kept the mainland's population growth manageable. The lower birth weight has helped bring prosperity to the country by increasing economic growth, under which millions of poor people could achieve a better quality of life. If the population in the mainland kept increasing, resources would be sketched to its breaking points and the city size living standards would surfeit. However, this policy has its shortcomings as well. This policy has led to a greater imbalance and has creates terrible crimes on the island. It is because many traditional families prefer boys over girls. Consensually, many baby girls have been abandoned, or even killed. According to a recent study, there are 35 million more boys than girls under the age of 20 in mainland China. As we know, there won't be a policy which can perfectly fit everyone's need. I just hope that the mainland government should review this policy by considering both sides of the effect so that it can come up with newer measures to keep a balance between controlling the mainland's population explosion and preventing the infringement of human rights. Yours faithfully, Chris Wong.